From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today was the first full day on the job for Tom Ridge, the director of the new Office of Homeland Security. Ridge introduced a pair of new appointees to assist in anti-terror efforts. As for himself, Ridge admits that his new job is a difficult one, and among his biggest challenges will be trying to coordinate activities of more than 40 government departments and agencies that are somehow involved in national security issues. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
For Tom Ridge today, a high-profile event at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building next to the White House, demonstrating that the Office of Homeland Security is up and running.
The tragic events of September 11th prove just how critical it is that America have a coordinated and comprehensive national strategy to protect against terrorist threats and attacks.
Ridge introduced retired General Wayne Downing, a highly decorated soldier who spent 34 years in the United States Army as the new Deputy National Security Advisor for Combating Terrorism. Ridge also introduced Richard Clark, a veteran of the State Department and National Security Council, to be a special advisor to the President for cyberspace security. Here's Clark.
Our economy, our national defense, increasingly our very way of life depends upon the operation, secure and safe operation of critical infrastructures that in turn depend on cyberspace. America has built cyberspace, and America must now defend its cyberspace.
These are the first of what will be a series of appointments relating to the Homeland Security Office. But as Tom Ridge settles in, there are concerns on Capitol Hill and elsewhere that he's not been given the authority to carry out his job effectively. The White House says that's not true, stressing Ridge's closeness to the president personally and the fact that his office is just a few steps from the Oval Office. But Paul Light of the Brookings Institution says even though Ridge has been given cabinet rank by the president, that's largely symbolic. He says Ridge will have a very small staff, and it's not clear what kind of budget he'll have. Light says a comparison could be made to the drug czar.
We have had a history in this country of creating czars that are not very czar-like.
The administration says Ridge will have clout, comparing his role to that of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, who's one of the president's most trusted advisors. Light says to do his job, Ridge will have to wrestle with a bureaucracy of more than 40 different government agencies whose work dovetails with his mission. He'll deal with the Federal Emergency Management Agency on some issues, and with the CIA, and with the IRS, and the Justice Department, and transportation, and the list goes on. But he won't have budget authority over any of them. Light gives this example.
Every FBI agent out there is working on the case against Osama bin Laden, for example, and trying to root out terrorist networks. Now, when Tom Ridge calls the FBI and says, look, I need somebody to attend our staff meeting here to talk about our strategic plan for Homeland Security, the FBI's got to say, okay, you know, do we send the director or the deputy director or the associate deputy director? And, you know, that'll be the real sign of whether Tom Ridge has real authority or real persuasive influence.
The Senate is already considering legislation that would give Ridge more clout. It would have the effect of building a legislative floor underneath the position Ridge currently occupies, perhaps even creating a well-funded separate agency combining some of the national security elements currently scattered across many government departments. And while the president defends the office as it has been set up, it's likely he would sign any legislation Congress sends to the White House, giving Ridge tools he can use to cut through the federal bureaucracy. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.